The fifth theme I'm going to be talking to you about is education and schooling. And I put this as education versus schooling because I'd like to recognize the fact that there's a certain contradiction between these two concepts. We tend, in the United States at least, to think of education and schooling as being synonymous or almost the same thing. But even in industrialized societies like our own, we should remember that many vital skills are learned and taught outside of formal schooling. For example, the building trades are mainly taught, even today, through apprenticeship programs. Carpentry, masonry, bricklaying, cement laying, and even skilled trades such as electrician and plumbing. These are mainly taught outside of official schooling. Sure, you can find programs that teach them, but for the most part, most people who practice these skills have learned on the job, either informally or in some sort of formal apprenticeship type of situation. And that's much more common in other parts of the world with many skills. Western-style schooling, even in industrialized societies, has only been instituted for skills of this nature fairly recently. So we should remember that even if in our own society, which is highly schooled and highly industrialized, many very important skills are learned outside of school. It's just to say nothing about all kinds of other skills, such as sports. It's also important to recognize, to remember, to think about the fact that Western-style formal education was established by the imperialists, as it was established, in fact, in Western societies themselves, such as our own, not to meet the needs, so to speak, of the populations, but to, in the case of imperialist societies, to train an elite, a local elite, to help them administer, that is, to exploit and oppress the masses, to train a local elite to be the go-betweens between the imperialists and the local population, to help the imperialists exploit the colony. And this is well recognized. So therefore, educated people in colonial societies tend to be looked on with great suspicion, often considered traitors, accomplices of the imperialists, as many or most of the time they were or are, as well, of course, as with some envy for their higher standard of living, because after all, the imperialists couldn't hope to win any sizable minority of the local population to side with them unless they offered them a much higher standard of living, some sort of material reward. And that's what they did. In our own society, for example, even today, we should think about the ideological aspect of education. In high schools and even in universities, relatively few marketable skills are taught. Traditionally, universities have been a place where managers, in other words, some kind of authority figure, some kind of boss, some kind of supervisor in the exploitation process is trained. And in fact, this is not only true of, you know, explicitly political and economic fields like business administration, for example, where the whole point of being admitted business administration major is to be some sort of manager over against and opposed to the workers, but in fact of all of the liberal arts courses, the courses for gentlemen who are going to go into management or perhaps into politics. But in any case, this is certainly very obviously true in imperialist societies. So, schooling has the connotations of siding with the imperialists, being trained by the imperialists, being bought off or indoctrinated or brainwashed by the imperialists, and real education, education which teaches you the truth about life as opposed to education which teaches you the ideological or political line that the imperialists want you to believe, takes place outside of schooling. Now, we should think about the contradiction that I've already discussed, the problem of the relationship between the writer and the audience, the writer and the masses. Writers from these colonial societies have a Western-style education. The masses don't. This contributes to this contradiction or problem of the writer's audience. However, briefly put, you'll see in many or most or all of these works in one way or another, even the more conservative ones, such as Things Fall Apart by Achebe, formal education or schooling, because of its association with the imperialist project of exploitation and indoctrination, is looked upon with great suspicion. Whereas informal education, learning from life, is very often more positively valued. That's a very common theme. Thank you.